Well, we knew it was going to be a challenge going into it. Jacksonville is a good defense, very sound. They play a hard eight-man front, and they get after the quarterback well. Whenever you play a good defense like that and you don't play well on offense, then it's very tough to win. And the way we played going against a good defense made it tough, almost impossible. Any position. You know, I don't think there was one position that played well. We needed to step up last week because we were going against a good defense. We had lost one of our better players, and I thought going into it, in order to replace Mac, everyone's going to have to play the best they did all year. And I felt at each position we played the worst, you know, coaches included. So I don't think any of us had a good day, and that's why the result was the way it was. I don't think there's any secret. If you hold a team to about 2 yards a carry and you stop them 4 out of 17 on third down, it's pretty easy to see you're going to have a tough time winning a game. So I don't think there's any secret there. We just didn't play good enough. We didn't coach good enough, and we went against a pretty good defense. So that combined, yeah, that is a blueprint. And, I don't know. I wouldn't think so. You know, anytime you throw the ball like that and you're going against a team who does have a good pass rush, I believe going into that they were second in the league in sacks, second or third. And we ended up getting some situations, longer third downs, where we had to hold on to the ball a little bit longer. And sometimes the rush was there real fast, and he did have to get rid of it quick. And every once in a while, he'd have more time than expected. And we had some longer plays, some longer down and distance where he had to let plays develop. But you know, I understood that he didn't have the poise throughout the entire game. And we got to do a better job of not asking him to do it that much. And when we do, giving him more time. It's going to be better or worse, I could tell you that. And that's why we're out here practicing. We're working our tails off to get better. Every single position, every single coach. And, you know, we want to get that taste out of our mouth from last week. And I'd be surprised if we didn't do a better job this week. You know, he's only been at, you know, last week was his first week back in a couple years. So that was mainly scout team. And we mixed him in a little bit. But, you know, 3 days isn't that much time. Of course, I'd like to see more of him. But, you know, we got one more day of practice. So we'll see how it goes. Well, whenever you don't feel like your players played the best game, that has to do with coaching, too. I mean, whenever your player doesn't play his best, that means you didn't coach your best. So whatever guys messed up on or missed, or you got to look at yourself as a coach. You don't just say and sit there and say, oh, it's their fault. It's what could I have done throughout the week to prepare him more for that? Because obviously we didn't prepare him enough for some looks and stuff that we missed. So you just continue to go over that stuff and work on it with your players so you give them a better chance the next week to not make those same mistakes. I don't think so. I think, I know Jordan had some really good numbers last year. I think those numbers will come this year, but I think Cleveland also led the league in pass attempts last year, which definitely helps. You get a lot more opportunities. That's not something we're trying to do this year. So that takes away some of his opportunities. Also missing a few games takes away some of his opportunities. Some of the ones that he had in the game, couple we missed the throws on, a couple times we didn't have time to get to him because of protection, and sometimes he was taken away because of coverage, so he went to someone else. So there's no one thing in particular, but Jordan's a good player, and he stays healthy. I think those numbers will eventually balance out at the end of the year. No, I didn't look at it that way. It was more discussing towards that last drive, is the game out of hand? Once the game is over, then you always discuss about putting in your backup players. I'm not just at the quarterback position, but all the positions. So we did discuss it as the game started to dwindle down, and then once they got a first down, we knew they were going to be able to run the clock out, so quickly ended. I don't know. I mean, he'd have a chance to. Anybody would who would have gotten in, but, you know, it wasn't just Brian. It wasn't anybody. None of us played good, and that was all of us, so would hate to do that to guys, put it just on one person. Yeah, you never know until it happens. I mean, you find that out. We work on it every week in practice, and we try to put him through all those situations so when the time comes, he is ready. We've gotten him in for a series once this year. Like I'll say every week, it's always a possibility when we could get him in, and hopefully when that time does come, he'll be ready. I think any time that we didn't become one-dimensional because we still were able to run it 30 times or whatever it was. So we were able to run it enough, but we didn't get much success out of it. And when you don't do that, the D-line's it's much easier for them to tee off and their pass rush. The coverages they play are all pretty much zone coverages, so there's not a lot of big holes down the field, but you can get completions. We struggled to do that, and it wasn't just Brian, but hopefully we can be a little bit more balanced this week and not be as one-dimensional. And when you do that, it makes everybody's job a lot easier. Yeah, everybody's progressed. You know, he's got, you know, the more time he gets, the better he'll be, especially since he works hard and he takes his reps seriously, whether it's on the scout team or whether it's the reps we give him with the ones. He goes through individual all the time, and he's always working with Dal during the special team period. So Johnny's been working hard, working on his technique, working on studying the game and getting used to look at NFL coverages more and how defenses play us each week. And I think it's been good for him to watch Brian go through it each week and see how defenses changes and how our concepts have to change and how we adjust. And I think it's been a good learning experience for him, and I think it continues to get better. Yeah, the read option is a very sound deal. When teams aren't expecting it, it causes serious issues. Every defensive playbook is gaps and everything are counted to stop 10 people, not 11. So when you can give the threat of the quarterback, it does change up a lot of rules. And if teams aren't expecting it, it goes against all their gap rules that they have, and they're usually a man short. Now when teams expect it, they can stop it, and sometimes that can open up some other stuff. But anytime you have a sound play that makes sense, when you say it's here to stay, I mean, defenses can stop it if they want to stop it, but then usually that opens up other stuff. So it's just, how do you balance it out? When is it a threat? When is it worth running? And if you can make defenses scared of it, then you can do some other things off of it. I had to do that for a couple of years in Washington, and you had to adjust each week. I mean, if you have success running the zone read, you try to do it the same way the next week, you're going to have a tough day. So you got to have some different things that play off of it. And it's no secret. It's the same answer to any question about schematics that you could ask me. If something works and it makes sense, it's not just some lucky trick play. If it's a sound play, it's going to be successful. But I just promise you that someone will stop it. So you better have something that, however they stop it, you got to have something that counteracts it. No, I don't ever worry about running backs getting into a rhythm. They're not quarterbacks. When you hand them the ball, they better run hard and do as good as they can. And if they want to be out there more, then they need to separate themselves and show that they're obviously better than the other guy, and then we'll keep them out there more. But I've never had to rotate a bunch of running backs, because usually I've always had a running back who really separates himself from the others. I think we got three solid guys. We even got a fourth guy who I think does a good job, who you guys haven't seen yet. But we got a bunch of solid guys who do a good job. But for one of those guys to just get the bulk of the carries and to take off, then that's up to them. They got to show us that they're ahead of the other guys. When one guy does a lot better than the other guys, it means you got one guy's the man, and you're going to ride that guy. I think all of our guys are solid. They've all done a good job, and I would love for one of them to step it up and separate themselves from the others. In the meantime, they're all doing a good job, though.